This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Hilary Hahn is known around the world as a Grammy Award-winning concert violinist. She's also known for recording a range of classics, from Bach to Schoenberg, as well as collaborating with indie rockers like And You Will Know Us by the Trail of Dead and singer-songwriter Josh Ritter. She also conducts her own interviews with musicians on her YouTube channel. On her latest CD, she pairs two unlikely violin concertos, one written for her in 2008, which won the Pulitzer Prize this year, the other a familiar work by Tchaikovsky. Joining me in the studio, Hilary Hahn. Hi, Hilary.
Hi.
So, Jennifer Higdon's violin concerto, written for you, won this year's Pulitzer Prize in Music. How did you meet Jennifer initially?
Jennifer and I are both graduates of the Curtis Institute of Music. Right after Jennifer graduated, I was a student there, and I took her 20th century music history class. And since then, she's become way too busy with performances of her own music and with the commissions that she has to teach that class. But I was very fortunate because she was one of the best academic teachers that I had. And I think it's really interesting that she was the one who is responsible for my complete overview of the 20th century music scene, and here she is writing me a piece in the 21st century.
Wow.
And it kind of, I think it kind of tied the whole experience together.
So when you say she's kind of responsible for your view of 20th century music, does that include And You Will Know Us by the Trail of Dead and that sort of stuff?
Or I mean classical music.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, she was such a great teacher. I was familiar with a lot of the violin repertoire, but I was not familiar with the rest of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think to become really good at something, it's helpful to have a complete view of the whole scene.
So you're able to put it in context or whatever.
Yeah, it was extremely helpful.
So whose idea was, I mean, did you approach Jennifer? Did she come to you? How did the concerto come about?
It's just one of those things where we're both thinking the same thing and one of us says, oh, we should do something together. And that was a while back. When you're doing something from completely new, you could do anything. So it takes a little while to figure out what you want to do exactly and when to do it, because she's so busy and I'm busy, and you also have to organize the commission and, mm-hmm. and all of that. So it took a while, but not because we were disinterested, but because we could do anything, so we wanted to think about it.
Well, and what turned out, what resulted was a Pulitzer Prize-winning piece. This is a little bit of Jennifer Higdon's violin concerto, written for and dedicated to my guest, Hilary Hahn. It's a really colorful piece, and as Hilary Hahn can probably tell us, a virtuosic one as well. Jennifer Higdon's Violin Concerto, this year's Pulitzer Prize-winning piece for music. Jennifer wrote the piece for Hilary Hahn, and when she won the prize, she was on Soundcheck telling us, you know, about writing the piece for you, Hilary, and you know how she sort of it was tailored not just to you, you know, as an old friend, but as someone who could do things. Extended intervals, I think, was a phrase that she used. I mean, that's sort of par for the course when writing a concerto for a specific player, right? You try and play to their strengths and things they can do well.
I guess so. You never know as the player, though, what the composer is perceiving as your strength. So what she might think I'm really good at. I could be thinking, oh, well, you know, this is just part of what I do, or I could not even notice that I even do that. And she may have picked up on it, or she could be writing something that hasn't been done before that she thinks that I will be able to do well. So you don't know what exactly they are writing for, but the fact that they're writing for you, it is your job to make it work then.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you know, it's fun to see what they come up with and to really try to bring it across to the audience.
So was it interesting for you to get this piece and think, wow, Jennifer Higdon thinks I'm this?
It's really hard to know what it is until you perform it for the first time. And by then you've been living with the piece for a while. So I know I had questions like, you know, what is this part supposed to mean in the whole? And it wasn't like I had all the answers. You'd think a piece written for me, I would have all the answers because it would just be so completely ingrained in me. But what people are writing for is their perception of my mm-hmm. playing and my abilities. And those perceptions may be very different from my own. So I did go to her and ask a bunch of questions, and it was really nice to be able to talk to her directly.
One of the great things of working with living composers. Now, the recording of the piece is paired with the formidable, venerable old Tchaikovsky violin concerto,
yes.
Where, you know, you can't call up Tchaikovsky and say, what does this passage mean? On the other hand, there's hundreds of other recordings of the
right.
piece. You avoided this piece for a while, right?
Well,
maybe avoid is a wrong word.
Got away from it, rather. I learned it as a student, and of course, everyone plays Tchaikovsky all the time, so I don't have to make an effort to schedule it. It's just going to happen. Well, calendars don't just happen. So here I was just letting it happen, and 10 years later, I look at my past schedules, and I'm thinking, what's missing? I haven't been doing the Tchaikovsky at all. I haven't played it since I was a student. How did this, where did this come from? So I had to then think, okay, well, I want to play it, so let's just start booking it. And it was nice to return to it. I kind of perceive the piece differently. I think when you grow up hearing something, you take for granted what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I had heard a lot of different interpretations. I'd heard the traditions. I studied it. It was the Tchaikovsky concerto, simple as that. But then when I came back to it, I was used to learning things that I didn't know very well. And I was used to examining the score and used to having to make decisions without anyone else's interpretive guidance. And by now I'd been out of school for at least 6 years and without a steady teacher for a couple more than that. So I was really starting to find my feet in all ways. So it was really nice to come back to it at that point when I could approach it as something new that was still very familiar and still I remembered so clearly what I'd learned as a student.
And yet you could approach it with a freshness as well.
Right, I could make new decisions for myself and see where they took me.
So this is a little bit of the Tchaikovsky Violin Concerto. It's from the same recording as the Higdon Violin Concerto with my guest Hilary Hahn playing the violin. Little bit of the Tchaikovsky Violin Concerto in D. My guest Hilary Hahn playing the violin with the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra conducted by Vasily Petrenko, and the recording features both Jennifer Higdon's Pulitzer Prize-winning violin concerto and this Tchaikovsky piece. It's an interesting pairing, and the recording is out tomorrow on the Deutsche Grammophon.
It is out tomorrow.
Now, in addition to, you know, new classical works, works right out of the mainstream of the classical repertoire, you have done these other collaborations. We've heard you in like nightclubs with Josh Ritter and on records by the prog rock band, and you will know us by the Trail of Dead. Those are very different collaborations, by the way, Josh Ritter and Trail of Dead.
Yeah.
What do you look for in a collaboration?
That's a good question. Sometimes they come about of their own volition, and sometimes I tell someone that if they need a violinist, just let me know and I'll be there. And that's what happened with Josh. Josh was a family friend. His parents actually, I don't know if you want this out there in particular, there's nothing wrong with it. His parents are neuroscientists and my aunt is a neuroscientist.
He has said that many times.
Neuroscience conventions. And that's how he got his start performing. And that's how my aunt got familiar with his music. And so she gave me his first album. She kept me updated on Josh's progress. And one of his parents was my aunt's thesis advisor. So he really was a family friend, and I really loved his music. I think he's a great writer, so great with lyrics, and also he writes really good song structure as well. Tom Brousseau, who I've worked with, is a friend of a friend, and that friend introduced me to his music and sent me to one of his shows. We wound up talking afterwards, and it seemed like there was room for violin in his music. That's one thing I look for. Is there room for something that I would bring to the table? With Trail of Dead, when I perform with them live, I play an electric violin because they have so many instruments that are plugged in on stage, there's just no way for me to be heard. And I feel, in a way, liberated because I don't really think I am heard unless I play something with a violin solo. So I can do anything I want. I'm not going to mess it up. There's not always a lot of room for me in the musical texture, but there was this one song that Conrad wrote for instrumental performance that had a violin solo, and I worked on that with him. So it all really depends, but I do look for situations in which I feel I could make a contribution, and then also I could learn a lot in the same experience.
Well, you can see a fair number of Hilary Hahn's collaborations online on YouTube. Now, you have your own YouTube channel.
I do.
Which, you know, features you interviewing other artists. And now tonight, you and Jennifer Higdon are at the Housing Works Bookstore Cafe here in Soho. A free discussion, 7 o'clock tonight. Hilary Hahn and the Pulitzer Prize-winning composer Jennifer Higdon.
We're going to be interviewing each other, I think.
Ah, okay.
We haven't worked it out, but we have pretty good conversational chemistry. So I think that'll sort itself out. We'll be playing excerpts from the album and talking kind of a director's cut style about memories they bring up, and I also want to ask her some questions that I don't really have answers to yet. So I got some things to find out, and I'm sure that she has some questions for me, and we'll also be meeting the audience. So,
well, interactivity seems to, it's such a buzzword, but you seem to take it to heart. I mean, this YouTube channel seems to be very outwardly directed. It's not like, here's what I'm doing. It seems to be, you know, reaching out to the viewer.
Yeah, you know, I could do a lot of stuff that's about me, but I kind of think I talk about me a lot, and, you know, I do interviews and stuff, and I'm happy talking about my projects. I really enjoy the stuff that I do, but I kind of think in my own creative outlets, I don't really need to talk more about myself. What I try to do with the website, hilaryhahn.com, is I write most of the content there myself. It's not so much a publicity website as it is a resource. I try to provide a resource for young musicians, concert goers who want to know what it's like to be on the road. I remember when I was younger, I was trying to figure out what it was to be a musician and how do I prioritize this and that at this particular point of my studies, and how did this visiting soloist solve this problem that I'm trying to fix. So I had, fortunately, a lot of access to a lot of artists of different types. And that's kind of rare, and it was extremely useful for me. And so I try to recreate that as much as possible.
Well, one of the things that you've done is to interview other artists like Jennifer Higdon, but also Nico Muhly, the young New York-based composer. And this is a little bit of Hilary Hahn's YouTube interview with
Nico Muhly.
Oh, I've
never heard it on the radio.
Well, here it is.
So where are you finding your compositional inspiration these days? I know you work from all sorts of ideas and directions.
I've been reading a lot of stuff about the history of forbidden food, weirdly, and sort of taboo foods. I'm not sure how this is going to translate, but I've been reading about sort of things that are really delicious, but also kind of but for instance, I was reading just this morning about a certain kind of bird that in France where you would eat.
That's Nico Muhly in conversation with Hilary Hahn.
Via Skype.
That's,
and I should just mention that I did a series of composer interviews for the new music blog Sequenza 21, and that's the most recent of those. And Jennifer, I interviewed, I think she was one of the first composers I ever interviewed. So there are all these different things I learn about my colleagues when I interview them that would never come up in conversation. Because you don't ask the same kinds of questions. And when you do ask the same kinds of questions, you have a shorthand as musicians for answering them. So a lot of that depends on assuming a shared context, when sometimes things don't mean the same for one person as they do for the next.
And if you're having a conversation with another musician, a shorthand answer that might just be two words might mean something to you and that other person, but...
There's no explanation of where it's coming from.
For other people who are listening in, and that seems to be the difference. So you're...
And I get to learn where they're coming from much more thoroughly than I would just in conversation. So I get it both ways.
So you're angling for a radio gig.
I grew up on radio. I grew up without a TV, and I listened to radio all the time. And I listened to classical radio. So I heard I heard the news programs, but I also heard a lot of artist interviews and all that. So that's my most familiar form of communication through the media. So I love radio. So I guess I try to imitate it whenever I can.
Well, Hilary Hahn's YouTube channel is full of interviews and other videos. And, of course, there's the new recording of Jennifer Higdon's Pulitzer Prize-winning violin concerto with this Tchaikovsky violin concerto coming out tomorrow. Tonight, Hilary Hahn and Jennifer Higdon are at the Housing Works Bookstore Cafe in Soho at 7 o'clock. And that sounds like a radio thing waiting to happen. Just needs an audience.
I think people will enjoy it.
Hilary, always great to see you. Thanks for being with us on Soundcheck today.
Thanks for having me.
That'll do it for today's Soundcheck. On our next program, it's a saxophone smackdown. And Steve Wilson of the prog rock outfit Porcupine Tree joins us to discuss the band's latest work and share his thoughts about being a musician in the digital age. And don't forget, next Tuesday, The Green Space, our ground floor performance venue, will be the site of a conversation with Phil Collins and a conversation with David Byrne. That's next Tuesday, the 28th. Soundcheck's technical director is Irene Trudell. Our engineer today was Paul Schneider. The program produced by Brian Wise and Greta Cohn with Dan Nishimoto. Our senior producer is Joel Meyer. I'm John Schaefer. We had help today from Gwenan Jones. Join us again at this time tomorrow for the next Soundcheck.